Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida makes a move to end all vaccine mandates. We're going to be talking about this incredible development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently held a press conference in which he announced the creation of the state's Make America Healthy Again Commission. And this commission will be focused on prioritizing health, restoring trust in the medical profession, and protecting medical freedom, such as removing these mandated immunization requirements. And helping him lead the way is Dr. Joseph Latipo.
Yeah, he made an incredible speech during this press conference. He announced that Florida Department of Health is going to begin the process to eliminate all vaccine mandates in the state. And of course, this also will require assistance of the legislature. So the Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates, according to Dr. Latipo, which is the Florida Surgeon General. Mm-hmm. Really, I'd love to have him as the United States Surgeon General. He is amazing.
Oh, very much.
And he said, quote, all of them, when he's referring to vaccine mandates, all of them.
You know, he also mentioned, very powerful, every last one is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. Who am I or anyone else to tell you what you should put in your body? What am I to tell you what your child should put in their body? I don't have that right. Your body is a gift from God. What you put in your body is because of your relationship with your body and God. And I just say amen to that. We've been talking about this for how long? Five years?
Listen to what you just did, and you read this amazing statement. This mm-hmm. is the Florida Surgeon General. Mm-hmm. He is a highly credentialed medical doctor, highly trained, very well educated. And this is with the blessing of Governor Ron DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
Your body is a gift from God.
Right.
And that it is up to you and your relationship with God what you put in your body, not for the government to tell you what to put in your body. And you think about it, these vaccine mandates, it's the government, the state, telling you, you must inject a needle or some way, create this vaccine to get inside of your body, whether you like it or not, in order to go to school, in order to go to work, in order to go to daycare or nursery. There's a requirement to participate in general public life that you must inject your body with certain kinds of vaccines. And by the way, the vaccine manufacturer, well, they have protection of legal liability. So if they injure you or kill you, you have no recourse against them. But we're going to mandate that you inject this into your body anyway, whether you like it or not.
Right. And we didn't hear this kind of statement that Dr. Latipo made. You didn't hear this from the CDC, from the NIH, from anyone at the government, because they're more interested in their pockets, what goes into their pockets, whether instead of your body being a gift from God. And, you know, Dr. Latipo was up there on the Supreme Court steps back when COVID started with Dr. Simone Gold and these other doctors saying, this is not right. We should not mandate anything.
That was before he was tapped as the Surgeon General of Florida by Governor Ron DeSantis.
No other so-called medical protocol or drugs have been mandated before until these COVID shots came along.
Yeah, and so, well, you've had the not like that. You do have the other childhood vaccines that are mandated, so you must have them to go to school. You have some religious opt-outs. But what if you don't have a religious objection to a particular one? What if you just don't want it in your body for other reasons? Well, you have to get it. There's no opt-out.
But I believe Secretary Kennedy is going to be getting rid of those, too.
You know, and that's another whole issue there. I think we need to stand with RFK Jr. In fact, we actually have just launched a petition and a fax program at lcaction.org, to voice your support for RFK Jr. because he is taking a lot of heat. He's taking on the big pharma institutions. And big pharma since 1986, if they create a drug and that causes injury like an opioid, they can be sued for the damage or death. But if they create a vaccine, quote unquote vaccine, and of course COVID wasn't even the standard type of vaccine, but they kind of classified the definition to put it under a vaccine, then they can produce that and they have no legal liability, even though they know, or it certainly results in injury or death, they have no liability. And so what they do is they go out and lobby the states to add more vaccines to the childhood vaccine list.
Money.
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 It's all money.
I guarantee you in these hearings, or Secretary Kennedy is having to defend what he's doing, and these members of Congress are screaming at him. I guarantee you, if you research those particular members of Congress, find out how much money they're getting from Big Pharma.
Well, Secretary Kennedy, actually, to Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat, said, you have received $850,000 from Big Pharma.
Yeah, and I bet that's probably just for the year. I think they've gotten a lot more.
Yeah.
But the ones who scream the loudest are the ones who are getting the most.
And it's not just Democrats, by the way.
No.
It's also some Republicans. So some Republicans were criticizing his speech before the commission in the committee.
But, you know, he's not out to make money on this. He's out to make America healthy again. That's why he started this whole commission, this whole campaign. And so he's having to fight for wanting the best interest of Americans. That's ridiculous.
So Florida, you know, I was listening to a talk show program driving into work one day after this announcement. And there were most people, I think, that were in favor of ending all the vaccine mandates. But there were some that said, oh, this is going to be problematic. It's going to cause people to get sick and injured. Look, what Dr. Joseph Latipo and Governor Ron DeSantis are saying is we're going to make an effort that's also going to require the legislature to repeal all government-imposed mandates. So the state of Florida, when it's all done, will not tell you what you have to put in your body.
It's the people's choice.
It's the people's choice.
Which it should be.
If you want a vaccine, then you can have a vaccine. And if you don't want a vaccine, you don't have to get a vaccine.
But don't tell me that I have to have it.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you think that a particular vaccine, whatever flavor it is that you are talking about at any given time, is safe and effective and provides you immunity from whatever disease or illness it's supposed to provide immunity for, then why are you concerned about someone else who doesn't have the vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be already protected? And in fact, this was the conversation we had during COVID. Somebody says, we need to get everybody vaccinated. Well, if you think the COVID shots actually give you immunity, then why are you concerned about me not having the COVID shot? Shouldn't you be protected already?
It was like the same thing with the mask. If you're going to wear a mask and you think that's working for you, why do you care if other people do or don't?
Yeah,
you know?
Why do you want me to do that to protect you when you
right.
think you're already protected by the mask?
That makes no sense.
Which we know was false. Or by the shot, which again, we know
right.
was false. But
right.
why would you force someone else to get the shot of your choice if you think, if you believe that the shot's actually effective? And by the way, you know, we have a lot of stories. There's a lot of stories out there about MMR and some of these other just childhood vaccines. When you get outside of the area of COVID, pre-COVID, or even post-COVID, the general childhood vaccines, MMR, all these other kinds of vaccines that you get, what you look at is when we started to increase the number of vaccines, the rates of autism significantly increased. Now, I know Big Pharma wants to say, oh, there's no causal connection. Well, that's because they want to sell you a vaccine. That's because they want to continue to make money.
They skyrocketed, yeah.
But you talk to parents, and they say, look, my child was doing fine, went and got these childhood vaccines, and then within hours or the next day, all these things happened. It's not just a coincidence. You've got to pause and say, are they safe and effective? We need to have informed consent. The last thing we need is government telling us what to put in our bodies. Every state ought to follow the mandate or the direction that Florida is to really have medical freedom. And that's your choice. If you want it, that's your choice. If you don't want it, that's your choice. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/pharma. That's lc.org/pharma.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.